This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much, Randy. Now in Ag News and your top Ag story for this Monday morning. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says pandemic farm losses are alarming as schools, restaurants, bars, hotels, amusement parks, and even some roadside rest stops remain shuttered. Duval says farm prices are collapsing.
Dairy prices have dropped 26% to 36%. Cotton futures have plummeted 31%. Hog futures are down 31%. Cattle prices have fallen 25%. Corn is down 14%. And soybeans dropped 8%.
That's on top of a 24% decline in net farm income from 2014's highs. Complicating matters, AFB was trying to get legal clarity from the Small Business Administration on producer eligibility for billions in economic disaster loans and payroll protection grants. That after SBA claimed in a website notice, farms and ranches were not eligible for the help that Congress included in the CARES Act for businesses with fewer than 500 workers. Help, Duval argues, is essential.
Our farms are small businesses. I don't know what percentage, but a huge percentage of them would fall in that category. So availability in that area would be a tremendous help.
The Small Business Association issued an interim final rule for CARES Act small business programs late last week after an earlier SBA website notice stated that applicants must clarify they're not, quote, an agricultural enterprise other than a co-op, nursery, or aquaculture operation. 31 farm groups called on the SBA to ensure all farm and ranch operations qualify. House Financial Services Republican Patrick Henry told reporters this.
The Small Business Administration has a massive amount, over $350 billion, to provide small business lending and a grant through the Paycheck Protection Program. The implementation of that is coming at breakneck speed.
But an AFB official told reporters on Friday that AFB was not yet telling producers to apply for the SBA loans at their community banks until the eligibility issue was all cleared up. The Food and Drug Administration wants to once again reassure American consumers that food available is safe to eat during the coronavirus outbreak. The FDA released a 30-second PSA last week designed to cut through confusion and misinformation about the food supply during the pandemic. It reiterates the message the FDA and the fresh produce industry has put out since the virus began to spread throughout the country, that there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging that's transmitted the coronavirus. ThePacker.com says Frank Yannis, deputy FDA commissioner, says the agency is working to ensure that the food supply chain is not disrupted. The agency is not anticipating there will be a need for food products to be recalled or withdrawn should someone who works in a store or processor test positive for COVID-19. The FDA has posted guidance on its website for consumers and food industry members. The agency is also talking with food industry leaders about any concerns they may have. Yannis says the issues with keeping grocery store shelves stocked are due to unprecedented demand and not a lack of capacity to produce, process, and deliver food. In other ag news from around the country, dairy farmers starting dumping milk last week in Wisconsin, a worrisome action for the dairy industry. Farmers expected somewhat of a turnaround for market prices this year, but the COVID-19 pandemic has shocked the system, first with high demand before consumers headed home under lockdown orders. Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin's Center for Dairy Profitability says about 10 large farms were initially asked to dump their milk.
They were larger farms, and I suspect that some of that just had to do with the logistics and made it a bit easier to get the volume of milk that they needed off the system with a few larger farms rather than dozens of smaller ones. We often sell milk at something that's called distress prices, and that's not milk dumping. We just find alternative markets where a buyer will take it at a real discount. And milk dumping indicates we couldn't find that buyer. So I think that's a bit troubling for us right now.
The dumping suggests the system has more milk than it can handle. Stevenson says there is still enough processing capacity, but the demand appears to be the issue.
I think the bigger problem is there's just no demand for product. As everybody's shut in homes and food service is shut down, cheese sales have declined rather dramatically for some processors, not all, but for some. And that just means that they don't want to make product that just sits in a cooler. They would just rather not have as much milk coming in.
Milk production needs to decrease, according to Stevenson, but by how much is still the question.
We need to understand a little bit about what our suppression in domestic demand is. My guess is that's maybe 1% to 2%, and then what our loss in export opportunities is. That could be 2%, maybe even 3% if we have a recession. So we might be talking about as much as 4% to 5% of milk production that just needs to come out of the dairy system here in the next year or so. That's a wild guess, and don't hold me to it, but I think that's at least in the ballpark of what we're going to have to look at.
Again, that was Mark Stevenson from the University of Wisconsin's Center for Dairy Profitability. High school seniors are typically looking toward future career possibilities at this time of year. The sheer number and variety of opportunities in the agricultural sector of the economy might come as a shock. Erica Osmundson is the Director of Marketing Communications with AgCareers.com. She says they posted a whole lot of job opportunities in 2019.
Last year, we posted 50,000 open positions within agriculture on the site. I think, too, understanding that it's more, while production agriculture is key to the world, there is more to agriculture in terms of careers, you know, kind of that production, cows, plows, sows is what we always say.
The career options in the ag sector are both blue-collar and white-collar jobs.
Sales and marketing always tend to do quite well. Yeah. We do a lot of agronomy and research. Animal health is also a really good area, tends to have a lot of opportunities. And then when you look at what really entices young folks to get excited, I think we really have to play up all the different technology growing and evolving within the industry.
Like most other sectors of the economy, the ag sector is seeking an explosive growth in technology, which is creating demand for a lot of skilled workers.
That ag tech sector is huge when you start looking at GPS. Drone technology, the plant genetics side, some of the traceability stuff. There are just opportunities for a new variety of people, software developers, IT, process engineers, that type of thing. And so it's really just expanding.
AgCareers.com, in conjunction with the Farm Service Agency, put together more than 250 career profiles on the site, just to help career seekers better understand what was out there in agriculture. Those profiles talk about things like responsibilities with each position, what the future holds for a particular job, and some of the profiles even deal with salaries. She says the salaries for agricultural positions may come as a surprise to some job seekers.
Even some of those production and skilled trade jobs, we're seeing those salary levels continue to rise just because of the demand. Even in some of those traditional ones where people don't think that the salary would be good, they're mistaken. But then you look at some of the business-focused type roles, the IT, the finance, we're competitive. I mean, we're competitive with other industry sectors out there. And we work in a great industry that's pretty viable. I mean, we're even seeing that through this COVID pandemic.
Agriculture has been deemed an essential service by government officials, which means most of the people in the sector can continue to go to work. Osmundson says that means the demand for skilled workers is going to be there for the long term. Moving on now into livestock news here on your Monday morning, the information surrounding COVID-19 is being updated hour by hour. National Pork Board Senior Vice President of Science and Technology, Dr. David Pyburn, says the swine industry is monitoring the coronavirus pandemic as it considers the response for foreign animal diseases like African swine fever.
Obviously, we weren't ready for this type of a human pandemic. And I think that it's on a much larger scale. It's the kind of unreadiness and decisions that have to be made in the spur of the moment that we unfortunately maybe would see with a foreign animal disease in our animals as well. So I think we can learn from this. We can learn the fact that we are going to need stockpiles of supplies to be able to use. We're going to need very clear plans on who's going to make decisions, who's going to take actions, and what those actions are going to be in response to any disease.
If there is any silver linings to this coronavirus, Pyburn says it would be the restrictions on international travel.
For the most part, international air travel has been stopped now for a period of time, and it's going to be for a period of time. When you look at the risk to our industry from African swine fever, that number one risk is either contaminated people coming through or even more so people bringing contaminated meat products through from international travels and smuggling into the country. And so with that very little to no air traffic travel, those risks are much less for our industry as far as African swine fever, but that's a very small silver lining for our industry.
Resources about African swine fever are available online at pork.org/FAD. A monthly bulletin on foreign animal disease prevention is also available. And for more information, producers can contact their pork checkoff service center. In other news from the pork industry, for the second straight year, the National Pork Producers Council has canceled the World Pork Expo. Canceled last year to avoid the spread of African swine fever. This year's event is one of many that's been interrupted by the global COVID-19 pandemic. NPPC announced the cancellation earlier last week due to COVID-19 human health concerns. NPPC President Howard Roth says while disappointing, canceling the event allows, quote, producers and others across the industry to focus on the essential role that they play in the nation's food supply system at this critical time. Roth says NPPC will, quote, do their part to support the nation's transition back to normalcy and looks forward to making next year's World Pork Expo better than ever. World Pork Expo is the world's largest pork-specific trade show where more than 20,000 industry professionals gather for 3 days to showcase their innovations, introduce new products, and participate in training and educational programs. The World Pork Expo 2021 is scheduled for June 9th through the 11th at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. Moving on now to state ag news here on a Monday morning. Some more clarification now for the trucking industry as it relates to moving supplies during the COVID-19 pandemic. Illinois Farm Bureau's Mark Gebhardt says there is an overweight waiver now in play.
What we did find out today is IDOT has issued an overweight waiver that allows now up to 12% overweight supplies for response relief. Okay, so what does response relief mean? That would allow the inclusion of agricultural loads that would be destined to produce food for humans, feed for animals, fuel, fertilizer, obviously medical supplies, those sorts of things. But from the ag side, it would include an awful lot of our product. It does not, and I repeat, it does not apply to all movements in agriculture.
And for more information on the waiver, that's available online through fmcsa.dot.gov. And another state ag news, the coronavirus has taken our nation by storm. And with so much out of control, it's always necessary to reflect on the things that you can control. It is universally known that health is wealth, and registered dietitian and nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, Jill Williams, says that's true now more than ever.
I know with so many people being at home, and I think it is hard to, you know, really kind of make those healthy choices. But, you know, just think about having the right diet can really help you fight viruses and infections just by keeping your body in a good balance. A healthy immune system needs good regular nourishment with a variety from all the food groups like your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, your protein, and your dairy.
And to get more information on how to incorporate dairy into your diet, you can find that online at stldairycouncil.org. And in local bits of news here on a Monday, the Shelbyville Sale Barn will still be holding their special cow special tomorrow. That again will be held at the Shelbyville Sale Barn just east of Shelbyville on Route 16. And due to the circumstances involving the COVID-19 outbreak and the order to shelter in place through the end of April, the Soil and Water Conservation District of Montgomery County is sorry to announce that they have to postpone their spring fish sale, which was scheduled for tomorrow, April 7th. Office staff hopes to be able to reschedule for later this spring or begin to make plans to hold their sale in the fall as planned. Refunds will be made to those who have already submitted their orders and payments. Staff members apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused, and the Soil and Water Conservation District's Board of Directors and staff thanks you for your commitment to your continued support of the Soil and Water District in Montgomery County and all of their programs. Anyone with further questions is asked to call their office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. And in one last note, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Dave Raw after he suddenly passed away last week. Dave was a part of RPM Soils LLC out of Hillsboro, and again, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends at this difficult time. That wraps it up for Ag News here on a Monday morning. But remember, if you have anything for us ag-related, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Monday morning, April 6th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.